97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. It's the first full week of May, and for the first time in several years, people in Wisconsin Rapids will need to make sure their lawns are kept maintained. The City Council voted at their March 17th meeting not to adopt the No Mow May program this year. Mayor Matt Zacher speaking with WFHR on Perspective in April.
The council voted to do away with it. Their thoughts were that, and I tend to agree that it was kind of abused.
Zacher went on to explain the idea behind the practice was intended to give pollinators more access to early season foraging.
But in the end, I think we kind of found out that grass in the end isn't the best source.
City officials recommend other early season forager supportive practices, such as limiting or eliminating chemical treatments and letting grass grow to 6 or 7 inches before cutting, with your mower deck height at its highest setting.
If people can plant more gardens, whether it's just a circle of wildflowers that they mow around or whatever, I think that that's great and it looks nicer and all that.
Zacher said the council made the decision after people took advantage of the program through May and even into June.
By that time, you got 3-4 foot grass, and it's more like a field at that point.
He said ending the program is beneficial for the city.
But at the same time, we are a community. We're a municipal organization. We want people to move here. We want, you know, businesses to grow here, and that's not going to happen if the city looks horrible.
The City of Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Code allows grasses to grow up to 7 inches. Property owners will now have to comply with that code a month earlier this year. Local news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Governor Tony Evers says tourism is booming in Wisconsin, and he's taking a tour to show why it matters. His latest stop was the Cable Natural History Museum, where he met with local leaders during National Travel and Tourism Week.
I'm just amazed at the work that local folks are doing to bring people to Wisconsin. Obviously, it's a tourism place, but it's one of these tourism activities that really you're learning at the same time.
According to the state, tourism generated over $25 billion last year and continues to grow. The governor says expanding outdoor recreation has been a key focus since he took office. Drivers across Wisconsin are being warned to stay alert as deer activity increases and crashes spike this time of year. State data shows nearly 18,000 deer-related crashes last year, with some of the highest numbers in counties like Waukesha, Washington, Sheboygan, and Dane. Officials say deer are especially active in May and can move unpredictably across roads. Drivers are urged to slow down, use headlights at dawn and dusk, and avoid swerving to reduce the risk of serious crashes. Wisconsin continues to hold the record for the top cranberry producer, supplying more than 60% of the U.S. crop. The findings come from the Wisconsin Cranberry Board's annual harvest assessment. Over 250 licensed growers across 19 counties produced 4.8 million barrels of cranberries in 2025. The total for the entire country reached about 7.5 million barrels. This is the 31st consecutive year with Wisconsin as the nation's top producer. The industry generates $1 billion in economic impact each year and supports more than 4,000 jobs statewide. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
A new coach for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens in Milwaukee, where the Bucks introduced Taylor Jenkins as their new head coach. Jenkins asked, do they know if Giannis will be back?
Obviously, we have big, important decisions as a team and organization over the course of the summer. We're going to have great dialogue with all of our players, Giannis included. But that's the belief and trust I have with this group right here. I know the belief and trust that they have in me that we're going to have those appropriate conversations and navigate important decisions for not just now, but the future.
NFL Packers GM Brian Gutekunst on NFL Radio asked, how are Micah Parsons and tight end Tucker Kraft doing coming back from ACL surgery?
Yeah, no, they're doing great. you know, Tuck's been here every day, and he's obviously a little bit ahead of schedule just because his injury happened quite earlier than Micah's did. But Micah's such a he's a little bit of a freak, so I think some of that's taken over, and he's doing really well as well. So certainly expect both those guys back early in the season, and it'll be a big part of what we're doing moving forward.
That's the Packers' Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We could catch a stray flurry this morning, maybe a sprinkle or two here at some point today. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 50s here today. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the upper 20s to near 30. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer with a high in the low to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.